Barry, thank you for joining us. My name's Dale. It's really neat to have a cordial with you today. A warm welcome to Iritangi Wātea and Te Pākehā, Barry. Tēnā koe.
Oh, Morena, Dale. Really nice to have the opportunity to talk to you.
We've been monitoring Kalerpa for some time now, and it almost feels as though it's in the too hard basket because it's so invasive and spreads so rapidly. We've known about it on Aotea. The people who call that island home are very concerned. We are too. It's hit the mainland also. What can you share about Kalerpa and some of its traits, Barry?
Yes, I've been following this since Jack Warden reported it in Akupe Bay back in June 2021. And this is probably the most invasive marine species to have hit New Zealand shores. And its big property is it just grows so fast. We don't know exactly how fast it's growing in the New Zealand waters, but at least a centimetre per day in the clear waters of the Hauraki Gulf. And that means, you know, a metre squared of this Kalerpa will quickly become 10 metres squared within about 3 months. And it's this fast, rapid growth that just makes it so hard to control. And since it was detected in Akupe, the patches in Whangaparapara and Tryphena, it spread there. And then with the big storms, beginning of last year, it got broken up, been moved by the currents up the western coast, and it's through the Broken Islands now. And many of us are saying, look, we've got to just try and stop the spread, especially through ports Fitzroy and Abercrombie.
You love Aotea. We do too, although I have to embarrassingly admit that I've not been there. But I know plenty of people who have, and they talk of its magic. But you're the Environmental Trust Deputy Chair there on Aotea. Excuse me. It's not just Aotea that's the threat here. What do we know about Kalerpa and its effect on other marine environments offshore or out of New Zealand? How have people been trying to tackle it?
Well, it's one of those very difficult ones. It first emerged back in 84, actually, when the Kalerpa taxifolia that's used in aquariums escaped from the Oceanography Museum in Monaco. This is a very famous institute where the famous marine biologist Jacques Cousteau was based. He was actually the director at the centre for many, many years. And they found a small patch of this taxifolia beneath the research institute. And then it spread and it became tens, hundreds, thousands, hundreds of thousands of hectares right through the coastline of Mediterranean. And it's just been an absolute disaster. And the governments here failed to act. It's one of those things that you need to react to very quickly, get in the water and deal to it. And it's just grown and spread. And the studies out of there suggest that it has huge impacts on the ecology of the marine life, huge changes and losses of native biodiversity, and huge losses in fish and other marine biomass. And this is the big concern, that this will also happen in New Zealand. Different species here, but it's equally invasive. And while it's sort of almost out of control on barrier, if this spreads around the Hauraki Gulf, up the east coast, of course, there's some in Te Rapiti, we're in big trouble. It's going to have huge ecological impact and have huge economic impact.
Tēnā koe, Barry. Can you talk with us about what Kalerpa does? I'm imagining it creeping across a sea floor and wonder how it takes out species. Does it affect the kaimoana that we treasure, for instance? Talk with us about the impact environmentally that Kalerpa has.
Well, I'm not a diver myself, but I've been in the water with a snorkel in Akupe, and you just see these mats of it across the seafloor. And I've talked to divers involved in the Ahu Moana project and others on the island, and they're just astonished when they go out. There's just this thick mat of Kalerpa across the seafloor in a coupe. And I was just talking to someone this morning, in fact, they were harvesting some samples for some research, and there were no crabs or life at all in this mat of Kalerpa that they pulled out of the sea yesterday. So it basically smothers everything, and you know, the small animals and vertebrates growing on the seafloor, the very food for the fish, for the kaimoana that the community harvests, and we don't really know exactly what the impact is going to be in New Zealand yet because it's still early days, but based on what's happened overseas, it could be quite devastating, particularly on the mussels and scallops and the fish. And this is a real, real concern, I think, particularly for tangata whenua. And it's a real, real worry.
Barry, how do we deal with it? I mean, I've heard of people literally diving down there and stripping it off the sea floor, but when it's out in deeper environs, that's going to be obviously problematic. So what would you say is our best approach here?
Well, the international experience, and particularly out of California where they had small outbreaks there, the two main methods they've used is to put tarps of some sort, benthic mats, across it to block out the sunlight, and then it can't grow. That's where you've got big areas. Or in the most recent outbreak in Newport Harbour, they used suction dredging. And as you probably know, there's a number of suction dredging trials underway, one at present in Te Rāwhiti, one on Waiheke, and there was one carried out in Tryphena back in September. Unfortunately, we still don't know the outcome of that. We're still waiting for reports out of MPI. It's just frustrating how long it takes to get these reports to know exactly what's going on. And meanwhile, the Kalerpa keeps growing. But I think the really big thing is to have really, really good surveillance, and I think at a community level. We've started our own surveillance program out here on Aotea, done very detailed surveillance around Port Fitzroy and Abercrombie, and we're starting to find small patches of Kalerpa that MPI didn't pick up. And what needs to happen immediately after that is get in, and you can probably hand remove at that stage just with a, you know, a little fork and a bag, dig it out. But of course, once it forms meadows, then it's a much bigger challenge. And that's what we're facing on Aotea Great Barrier at the moment.
Well, it's a treasure, Aotea. So I know that you and those who have fought for the protection of the environment there will be very concerned at the rampant growth of Kalerpa. And it's a real challenge. Thank you for highlighting it for us today, Barry. And let's all be mindful of how we might be able to help here. But if we do nothing, it's going to absolutely savage our marine stocks and marine environment. Thank you for sharing some kōrero about it with us today. Barry, do you actually live on Aotea, mate?
I don't live in Palmy North, but I've had a place there since 2017, and I'm retired. And so I spend long periods of time up there. I've got a sea kayak, just sea kayak right up through the Broken Islands, right around Motu Kaikoura. And just, you're right, it's an absolute treasure. And it's just beautiful. You kayak there and see the lovely kelp forest, and you think, goodness gracious, we've got to protect this. I just love the place and the people, wonderful people.
Tēnā koe. Nice talking with you too, Barry. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today on the program.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe. That's Dr. Barry Scott.